With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The province has unveiled its five-year highway construction plan. More than 150 projects will be undertaken over the next year at a price tag of almost $500 million. Transportation and Infrastructure Renewal Minister Lloyd Hines says the focus will be on completing the twinning projects already underway on the 100 series highways.
Twinned highways save lives. We know that. We have statistical information to illustrate that.
Chief Engineer at TIR, Peter Hackett, says the study and public consultation done by the department in 2016 identified the section of Highway 103 between Tantallon and Bridgewater for twinning. The new plan will continue to twin Highway 103 from Halifax as far as Hubbard's, but will not extend further into the South Shore in the near future.
So it's on the radar from the department, but it's not, it's not currently on the radar for funding at the present time. So somewhere down the road, that will be looked at again, as well as the other sections that we had identified in that program.
Hackett says TIR is exploring alternatives to make those sections of Highway 103 not scheduled for twinning safer in the short term.
We are looking at other options such as more climbing lanes or, as we have down the Annapolis Valley, what they call 2+1 lanes, which are just extra lanes on a flat surface as opposed to a hill surface.
Hackett says an example of those safety improvements is the addition of climbing or passing lanes being added between exits 9 and 10. The MLA for Queens Shelburne, Kim Masland, is left with more question than answers following today's announcement.
What's the commitment to twinning the rest of the highway? What is the plan of the minister? What's the plan of the department? That needs to be communicated to Nova Scotians so they know what to expect. That's what this five-year highway plan is all about. It's supposed to be taking the politics out of pavement. It's supposed to be making sure that people know what projects are coming forward.
Projects are prioritized based on a number of factors. TIR has a process in place where each of the 51 MLAs meet with department officials to make their case for road improvements in their ridings. The officials then measure those requests against priorities for highways construction, paving, or other infrastructure needs such as bridges, overpasses, and roundabouts. The need and technical requirements help to dictate how soon a project will be completed. Queens won't see any major infrastructure as part of the new plan. But in 2021, residents can expect to see fresh asphalt on a 3.5-kilometer stretch on Trunk 3 from the Liverpool town line south towards White Point, almost 4 kilometers of the Medway River Road from Bangs Falls to the end, and on Beach Hill Road from Trunk 3 to the end. Masland says those few projects don't measure up to the support neighboring constituencies are receiving.
If you compare Lunenburg County to Queens County, it's glaring, and that's very disappointing to not see that we're not getting our fair share.
In the next year alone, Lunenburg County will see two major projects along Highway 103, the passing lanes between exits 9 and 10, and the construction of the third interchange in Bridgewater between exits 12 and 13. Lunenburg will also see over 30 kilometers of new asphalt, while TIR will be laying down less than 12 in Queens. Hines says all 51 MLAs were consulted prior to the development of the five-year plan. The minister says whether it's transporting goods for business or driving to visit relatives, keeping up highways is essential to Nova Scotians.
Roads is a critical investment in both the social and safety and economic well-being of the province.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.